Baltimore's best, Larry Young. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Baltimore City, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
Good morning, Madam Mayor. Good morning.
Good morning, Elwood. How are you?
Well, I tell you, Madam Mayor, you... A little tear was dropping last night as I watched you and others speak about yet another situation in our city. And as you stated, it's definitely been a heartbreaking period for us to go through. And you handled your responses so well. But, Madam Mayor, we just got to forge ahead, don't we?
We do have to forge ahead. And I was saying yesterday that sometimes it feels like you take two steps forward and then three steps back when we have the tragedy of such young lives being cut short. It casts a shadow over the progress that we're making. But it also, and I want to thank you for recharging my batteries and making sure that you sent me a word of encouragement to just stay focused on the work moving forward, because sometimes it can be so disheartening that you lose focus on the fact that we have to continue to do more. You know, over the past several months personally, I've spent more than 60 hours in our schools talking to students, listening to students about public safety and how they feel that the community can support them in their efforts to achieve their potential. And you know, I know that there's a lot of talk, but I think for young people who are very discerning, it's important that we walk the walk, and I think we are when it comes to serving our youth. And I also know that so many other people, when I'm out and about, you know, so many other Baltimore residents, you know, feel that we are doing more to support youth, and they want to be a part of it. So, you know, I don't want to lose focus on the best way to honor the young lives that are lost. In what I believe that is to continue that work that I'm doing, that so many other people are doing across the city.
You know, Madam Mayor, the young fellow Michael Mayfield and now young Najee, and I'm aware of what's being put together. I just saw a program that the commissioner and yourself announced for what the police want to do. We've got community policing. We've got neighborhood watch groups. We've got community action groups, the church, the home, the schools, mentor programs, all trying to make a difference. And sometimes it can get rather frustrating because incidents like these will still occur.
It is frustrating. And, you know, I've said from the beginning that we can't arrest our way out of the problem of violence in our city overall, or the problem of youth violence. And we have to be there to show our young people that we care before they become law enforcement's issue. And that's why I fought so hard to secure over $1 billion in school construction, because I know that we can't show our young people that we care about them when they're going to schools in rundown buildings that don't represent what I believe is the greatness of our kids. That's why I fought so hard for that, and that's why this upcoming budget includes no cuts to recreation centers and programs that our young people need. Actually, we're building a new rec center in South Baltimore in Cherry Hill, and I think is a much-needed addition to that community. And we announced a couple weeks ago something that many people have been asking for, which is an expansion of our basketball league. So we have more youth basketball, and we introduced the night hoops, which is going to give some young people positive things, and particularly older young people, some positive things to do in the evening.
I heard something that's okay. Well, let me just thank you for this one. Madam, did I just hear you say no cuts?
No cuts to rec.
That's like that must be one of the first times in years. Thank goodness.
And on top of no cuts, what we are doing is working to expand. We're looking for opportunities to put on the fast track the capital program that we've been talking about. You know, when I first became mayor, I inherited a budget that was over $120 million you know, in the red. You know, we had a deficit of my first budget. The budget that was left for me on the desk when the snow melted was over $120 million in the hole. And I had to make some tough decisions about what we were going to do, at every level, particularly around recreation centers, because I knew that we couldn't, and everybody knows, you can't spend the same dollar twice. And if you spend it to keep a underused, underutilized, unsafe recreation center open, you can't use that same money to invest in the future of recreation. And I knew that our kids, just like with schools, I knew that our kids deserve better. So, you know, I said we can't keep going in the same direction and expect better. So we did have to close some centers, but I didn't do it without a plan for how we were going to rebuild recreation, and that's what we've been doing. We've been opening new larger centers with expanded hours and increased staffing, which is what the community said that they wanted. When we had our community meetings around recreation, people said, we want better centers. We want more modern centers. We want centers that can be used by the whole community. And that was, you know, that was my focus. And we've been doing it one center at a time, and we're going to be looking to do even more.
Thank you. Coach?
Yes, Mayor. I've been a strong advocate of partnering up with Grad.
That's him.
I lost him.
Yeah, Coach, you were lost for about 10 seconds there.
He said partnering up with.
Yes, I said partnering up with grassroots individuals and organizations that are respected in the community. I think that would lead to a deduction and or the possibility of future homicides and crimes. First point. The second point would be, and this may or may not be under your direction, but I think it was appalling to see just a $2,000 reward for a young life. Who determines that? The money.
I don't know where the reward came from, but one of the things I talked about in my state of this particular reward came from, I don't know. I do know that one of the things that I talked about in my state of the city was increasing the reward money that's offered citywide, particularly when it leads to arrests around gun violence. So I've put more money into the partnership that we have with Metro Crime Stoppers. I do not know the origin of the funding for that reward, but I do know that I believe very strongly in using the reward system as an incentive for people to give information, and that's why I invested more money into that in that partnership. And I believe in partnerships with grassroots, as long as it's evidence-based partnerships. I believe in grassroots partnerships as well. I don't know how much more grassroots it can get than the Safe Streets initiative that we have in several neighborhoods, people who have walked in that life to help other individuals, you know, come out of the drug game.
Are they funded, he was asking, Madam Mayor?
So who's
Safe Streets.
Yes. Definitely. There's been the funding for Safe Streets, and the Safe Streets program has expanded under my administration.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, Madam Mayor, it would be good, as I sit here every morning now, almost 18 years, and these stories do not appear. I can only imagine as mayor when you get that phone call of yet another situation. Violence is hurting us, but determination to be responsive as we possibly can be, and I sense that you've got that. And
I certainly, you know, it's something that I wake up thinking about. It's something I go to sleep thinking about. It's something that, you know, I know that it gets a lot of attention, as it should, when we use when we lose a young life, but every life is precious. And this is, you know, my commitment to do more and to improve safety in our city, regardless of what age, you know, the person is, because that's potential loss. That's somebody's child. That's somebody's father, somebody's cousin, somebody's brother. And it's affected my family too. So this is something that I take very seriously. And I know that we're making improvements, but yeah, I, I think Baltimore can be a dramatically safer city, and I think we're headed in that direction.
Madam Mayor, I would be incorrect if I didn't let you know that for the last 3 or 4 months, we've been working very, very hard to try to put something together to do an unveiling of Dr. Kathy Hughes here in Baltimore. And for one reason or another, it got shaky. But I was able to tap, with your support, Shalonda Stokes. And now we've teamed up and we have a date. So I want to thank you for allowing us to amend the African-American Heritage Festival as the time we're going to do that. And Ms. Hughes is excited about coming in for Kathy Hughes Day in Baltimore.
Wonderful.
I wanted you to know that.
Looking forward to it.
Appreciate you so very much, Madam Mayor. Catch you next time. Thank you much.
Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.
Here on 1010 WOLB.